Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Amplify, a podcast for creative and courageous entrepreneurs. As always, I'm your host, Kate McCarthy. And if you heard last week's episode with my dear friend, Caitlin Lyon, where we talked all about neuroscience and what the brain can tell us about how to create lasting change, you know that this month, in the month of May, we are shaking things up a little bit on the podcast. Usually, I would start the month off with a solo episode and go into a series of conversations that I've had, but this month we are switching things up because there are only 4 more episodes left in season 1 of the podcast. Can you believe that? It's really hard to believe. We launched back in October and it has been such a beautiful journey to be able to have the conversations that I've had both on the podcast but also off the podcast, like learning how these conversations have impacted and shaped you. The people that I've met through the process have been just amazing. That's you, by the way. And I'm just so grateful for this. So because there are only 4 episodes left, including today, I really wanted to talk about some really important things. And so this week is part 1 of my 3-week series on lasting success. I'm going to be coming to you each week over these 3 weeks to talk about different elements to lasting success, the things that I think are really important for the journey, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But there are a few reasons that I think that this conversation is so important. One, because I think that there's just this gap in messaging, right, in the online space. We talk a lot about strategies and systems, the day-to-day hustle. If you listen to other podcasts, you hear that, right? Like strategies, systems, hustling, the action, right? But we don't talk a lot about getting the balcony view, about having a long-term vision, and about how to make sure that you make it through, whether it's this month's launch or next quarter's discovery calls, how do you make it through, right? I also think it's important to have this conversation because success goes beyond financial goals, right? It goes beyond like our goals for revenue and income and profit. It includes things like feeling confident and clear when you share your work with the world. It includes things like building a support system, who are going to see you through what are really inevitable ebbs and flows in your business. It includes time with your family and your friends. And success includes fueling yourself and your business with the TLC that it takes to thrive on a really deep level. And finally, because lasting success feeds you. It can feel purposeful at times, or it can feel spacious at others. Maybe it feels like an ever-widening comfort zone as you step out in bravery, or like that hell yes knowing when you click into place and know that this is your thing, and it'll change over time. And so we need to talk about what it looks like to navigate those shifts with clarity, confidence, and without such a tight grip on things. So the first thing that I wanted to do today is just talk about what success looks like for you. We have to define what success looks like for you because it looks different for everybody, right? For some people, it's about making connections and reaching big, bold goals. For others, it's about making more time and space for life outside of business. For some people, it's about having slow mornings or being able to work whenever they want to or wherever they want to. For others, it's about fueling that deep desire for impact and taking bold and inspired action. And for others still, and maybe for me, it's about all of that, right? So what does success look like for you? The fact of the matter is that success is not a destination. It's not like you ever arrive at success. In all likelihood, if you're like most creative entrepreneurs, like myself, like so many of my clients, friends, colleagues, it is not about like getting there and stopping because you've made it. It's all about the process. And in all likelihood, like if you arrive somewhere, you're oftentimes looking for like what's the next part of the process, right? However, I think that there is a need for celebration, right? And there are markers that are just begging us for celebrating. They're the markers of what feel like success, whether it's the first client that you book or that moment where you finally fill your coaching practice, right? You're booked. Maybe it's because you hit your holiday sales goals or you're finally working with all dream clients. That was a huge moment of celebration for me and my business. Maybe you're doing something brave and you fire a client. That's worth celebrating. Hitting post on a vulnerable Instagram post. Maybe it's the day that you were finally able to afford some help or the moment that you were able to delegate something really big in your business. Maybe it's a speaking gig or a podcast launch. Maybe it's filling a course or pushing publish on your website. The celebrations of these very real accomplishments, it's key to making the journey a lasting and soul-satisfying one. Okay, so what are some markers of success for you? What are some markers of success that you've hit already and that you can celebrate in style? I know that sometimes I get text messages or Instagram messages or Facebook messages from clients that have done something big, right? Like they finally put themselves, their face on their Instagram feed, or they're using their voice in their Instagram stories. And I'm always like, all right, what are we going to do to celebrate? Because all of that stuff is worth celebrating because all of them are markers of us creating and moving forward in that journey to lasting success, right? So over the next three episodes, today, next week, and the week after, I'm going to share what I consider to be three big building blocks for lasting success. But full disclosure, this list is not exhaustive. These are just what I consider to be keystone elements of lasting success, ones that exist in my mind no matter the industry or offering, particularly if you are a solopreneur or a creative entrepreneur with a really small team. If you imagine the work of creative entrepreneurship as a trek, like up a mountain, through a valley, or across a great expanse, I've been watching a lot of documentaries about the national park. So in my mind, a trek makes sense, right? So we're going on a trek, creative entrepreneurship. These are the three things that I consider to be core pieces, that you have to pack and plan for a successful journey, right? You don't just go on a trek. You pack for it and you plan for it, right? Also, super full disclosure, I am not an expert. I am learning alongside of you. However, as someone who believes wholeheartedly in practicing what I preach, I can tell you that I have learned and I've practiced and I've personalized each and every one of these elements, all the three things that I'm talking about over the next 3 weeks for myself and for my business. I have tried, I've tripped up, fallen flat on my face, gotten back up, pivoted, and learned in the process. And I'm going to share my lessons with you. So hopefully you don't have to trip up in the places that I tripped up. And I have also learned from my mentors, coaches, therapists, friends, etc. So a couple of weeks ago, I caught up over coffee with a really dear friend of mine. I've known her since high school. She is this deeply creative human, mid-30s. She's at this crossroads in her life. And the question that's sitting before her is this one. Does she continue on the predictable path that she's been on, one that works, makes sense for those around her, but when she talks about it, she kind of like shrugs and she's like, it's fine, I guess, like, it's fine. Everything is fine. Like, it doesn't light her up. She's always thinking about what else could be out there, right? But it's fine. It's predictable. It's stable. It's safe. So there's that one path. Or does she shake things up, pivot a few degrees, and seek what feeds and fuels and awes her? So over a cup of black coffee for me, because that's what I drink, and a mug of hot water for her, she opened up and she shared her current situation with me, and she spoke of shame and disappointment of like being in her mid-30s and still not having it all figured out. Do we ever have it all figured out? I don't think so. But she talked about wanting a life in like full color, like full saturation, joy and passion and purpose and like growth. But she was facing this fear of like, what does it all work out? What if it doesn't work out? What if it doesn't work out? What if I regret going for it? And y'all, we have all been there. When she said this, I was like, ugh, I know that feeling. I have that feeling. I get that feeling. We've all been there in life and business and relationships. And then she asked me so transparently and vulnerably, she said, how did you learn to be so fearless? It like took my breath away a little bit. And I answered her really honestly. I am not fearless, but I have through trial and error and falling down, getting back up, building up a community of incredible humans around me, and getting to know myself and my stories at this ever-deepening level, I've learned that all of the qualities that I so desire for myself and for those around me, right? Like bravery, vulnerability, authenticity, connection, curiosity, they're all muscles that we build. And just like muscles, you learn what you can handle. How much weight can you carry, right? You stretch just beyond your comfort zone. Used to lifting 10-pound weights, like let's move it up to 15. You soothe yourself, right? You take the time to soothe yourself through the soreness that comes the next day or the day after. And then you up that weight bit by bit. All of those qualities, they're all muscles that we build. I've learned by doing. I am by no means fearless, but by figuring out what works and what doesn't, by shifting closer to center with each step, I have learned to be able to know and feel certain that I will continue to figure things out, that I will continue to move forward, that I can continue to be brave. Bravery is learned by doing. And now I just have this incredible honor. It is such a gift and such a thrill to teach other creative, wholehearted, soulful, entrepreneurial humans to do the same, to bit by bit build their bravery muscles and move forward towards their dream. And the first step to all of that, and what I wanted to talk about today in part one of the series, is all about knowing yourself. And what I mean by that, in the case of creative entrepreneurship in particular, is knowing what makes you so damn unique, right? Your creative gift, your superpower, your secret sauce. So in the show notes of this episode, you will find a link to download In Your Element. It's my free PDF guide to naming and claiming your creative superpower. And it walks you through the process that I'm going to share with you today. So you can head there now to download your guide, or you can go there after the episode is done. But it's designed to help you bring a piece of this conversation back home with you and to personalize it for yourself. I didn't want it to just like be left on the podcast so that you couldn't work through it yourself. If you go to the show notes, there's a link, download In Your Element, my PDF guide to naming and claiming your creative superpower, okay? So the truth is, in speaking about your creative gift, your superpower, that like a fingerprint or a snowflake, right? We, you, me, the human sitting next to you at the table at Starbucks, we all have an entirely unique gift to give the world, right? And it's just begging to be shared. On the surface, it might look like so many others, right? But whatever your title, whether you're a coach or a designer, a painter, a writer, a podcaster, sometimes I think that like because we have the same title as other people that there's not room for us, right? Like our gift is the same as so many other people's. So like why share it with the world? When you dig deep though, it actually doesn't look like anyone else's. But the problem is that for so many of us, myself included, it is really hard to hone in on what that special gift really looks like. Like what makes you unique as a coach or a designer or a painter or a writer, and to recognize and then celebrate why it's so special. And I think that there are a few reasons that it's really difficult. One is that we have this blind spot when it comes to ourselves, right? It is so difficult for us to see our strengths, honestly. Many of us, again, myself included, we struggle with perfectionism, right? Or comparisonitis, or questions around our confidence, our self-worth, we have self-doubt. And it is so difficult for us to see ourselves honestly when we come from that place, right? The second reason why I think it's so difficult for us to hone in is that if you're in the online space long enough, if you've scrolled through Facebook or Instagram, if you've signed up for enough email newsletters, you can become inundated with all the shoulds and the shiny messages. And what those do is they provide neat little boxes, neat little strategies for us to put ourselves in. But the problem with that is that your greatest gifts are not designed to fit into a box, right? In order for you to really be able to hone, name, claim, and step out of that box, which I think that's where freedom lies, but that's my opinion. For us to step out of that box means to really claim those greatest gifts and be able to let them shine. The third reason that I think it's hard for us to do that is that chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are that you are a remarkable and entirely competent human being, even when you don't feel like you are, right? You are a remarkable and entirely competent human being, which means that there are a lot of things that you can do and are even good at, excellent at, but aren't exactly like in that click into flow zone of genius, right? So for me, that has actually been one of the hardest parts of naming and claiming my creative superpowers. There are a lot of things that I can do and that I'm actually really good at. Emotionally driven copywriting, which was the beginning of my like current business, is one example of this. Things that I can do and I'm actually really good at it, but it doesn't light me up in the same way that the work I'm doing now does. In helping humans build braver brands and being entirely present for them as they make like these big, bold, brave moves and being a guide for their journey to lasting success. Like emotionally driven copywriting, which I'm really good at, it doesn't light me up in the same way. So kind of getting clear on what I'm good at, what I can do, and what makes me so lit up, what I get to do and I'm so excited about, like it's really hard for us to pull those apart. And finally, the truth is that it's hard to see something as our unique gift when it comes so easily to us. When something is like, oh, so easy, effortless even, it can feel like a trait or a skill or a gift that everyone must have, right? Like it just comes easily to us. Everybody must be able to do this thing. But the truth is that not everyone can do what you do. Not everybody has those same traits, skills, gifts. And no one can do what you do in exactly the same way that you do it. And I think that's hard for us to see. So now that we know why it's hard to name and claim our gifts, right? I want to move on to why it is so important that we do it. As humans, as creative entrepreneurs, as people who are desiring to make an impact, right? When you are grounded, when you are clear about your creative superpower, your secret sauce, that little gift, right? It allows you to show up and share with confidence and clarity. To like talk about your work in a way that like really is clear, that people understand, that like your energy is excited, lit up, you know what you're talking about, right? It also allows you to create things, offerings, courses, classes, experiences, products, right? That allow those greatest gifts to shine. So like when we're creating for things that we can do but may not be our unique gift, it doesn't exactly let our greatest gifts shine. But when we know what our gift is, we're allowed, we're able to like create these things that really allow those things to be illuminated and for us to share them with the world, which is, I think, the point, right? And when you're grounded and clear about your gifts, you're able to find just the right people to share them with. Our gifts were meant for certain people, right? Like that's the point of a gift. Like you're giving a good gift. It doesn't just go to everybody. Knowing what your gift is allows you to find just the right people to do that with, right? Not only that, but when you have that deep knowing within you that this is your thing, you're in your element, right? It makes weathering the inevitable ebbs and flows in your business easier. You have something to hold on to, something to remind you why you're doing the work that you're doing, something to remind you about why it's so important for you to get your work out into the world where it belongs. That deep knowing helps you to do that, to weather the challenging times, the questions about whether or not this is the right thing. It allows you to get through that easier and to continue showing up and sharing. But everyone's journey to finding and naming and claiming their superpower is totally unique. It is personal, just like the superpower itself. But the process that I like to use And the one that I'm going to share with you today, it's a combination of looking back, looking forward, gaining some outside perspective, and then looking within. That's what you're going to find in the In Your Element PDF guide that's in the show notes. So make sure you go there and download it if you want to work through it yourself. So first up, we're going to dive in. First up, we're looking back. The truth is that if we look back, we've had glimpses of our greatest gifts all along. Sometimes it's hard to see it with like a clear lens, but the clearest and most honest look that we can get at our superpowers sometimes is to look back and see who we've always been. What are the common threads? What are the patterns, right? So some of the questions that I like to ask are like, what gifts were you born with? What did you love to do as a child? For me, when I do this exercise, I realize that I've always been curious and playful, that I've always marched to the beat of my own drum. The pictures of me wearing every single item in the dress-up box is a clue for this. And then I was most happy when I was doing something creative with my little brother and sister, like whether that was dancing and singing and lip-syncing to Spice Girls or having like a huge refrigerator box that we took out our crayons and like colored the entire thing. I love doing creative things with other people. And when I was asking these questions for myself, I did this again just a couple weeks ago to be able to bring this to you, but I've always had a deep value for inclusivity and for kindness and the emotional awareness to read the room around me and to be able to help other people feel stronger and more brave. The next question that I love to ask is like, what are the experiences and skills and talents that you've built up over the years? So maybe you spent the years before you became an entrepreneur as a teacher, and you realized that you have a skill for making super confusing topics easily digestible for a crowd, right? That is a huge gift to be able to have in this entrepreneurial space. Maybe when you look back, it's not about your work career, but maybe you and your family went through a major crisis and you came out of it knowing how to see light in the midst of darkness. That is a massive gift to be able to bring to your clients and customers. Maybe you were in the corporate world before going out on your own, right? And you realize now that you have this innate talent for creating harmony in groups. Or maybe you realize that you are able to help people see the missing puzzle piece in their journey. So what are those experiences and skills and talents that you've built up over the years? What have they highlighted in you? The next question I love to ask is, what are the gifts that you might have lost along the way? Like for me, I know that especially in my teenage years and early 20s, I lost some of my voice, right? But in the process, I've also reclaimed gifts and gained gifts over the years. More has been illuminated. And then finally, I just look back and see what I've gathered, right? And what it has shown, reflected, and illuminated in me. And then from there, the second step is we're going to look forward. Look back, look forward. Now we're going to look forward. The question I want to ask to you is this, and this is like a big question, but I think it's so important in knowing what your gifts are and how you want to use them. What do you want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? When we know what we want to be known for, we're able to create ways for people to hire us that help us do that for people, right? We're able to write website copy or content or create programs or visibility or whatever that allows us to highlight that. So what do you want to be known for? Maybe you are a copywriter by trade, but you want to be known as someone who connects hearts. Maybe you're a designer, but you want to be known for making it easier for therapists in particular to do their work in the world. Maybe you're a coach and you want to be known for helping people, I don't know, be brave. What do you want to be known for? This is a space for you to really stake your claim and stand for something. Third, we gain some outside perspective. And that means for this process is like tracking the feedback that you've received from clients and family and friends and colleagues over time, right? Like, what do people always ask you about? What do people want to pick your brain around, right? Like, what skills and talents and gifts make you a magnet? And do people always ask you to provide or give you feedback and say that you're really good at this? The other side of this is also figuring out what sides of your business feel really easily and effortless, and what sides of your business make you feel totally out of your element. And finally, step four, we dive deep and we go within. And by that, I mean really digging deep into your purpose, into your why. What is your higher purpose? Why are you doing the work that you're doing? What do you want every single dream client to know right here and right now? This is where you just shout it out loud. Step by step, this process of self-inquiry, this process of self-awareness, it reveals that space where your innate gifts, your inner purpose, your zone of genius, and your greatest, bravest goals meet. And that is where your gifts are like truly unleashed, in that like magical space. So remember how I said that lasting success was like a trek? Well, your superpower, it provides both the starting point and the destination of sorts, right? It's kind of where your alignment lies. If we're thinking about it like a trek, it's the constellation that keeps you on course even when you don't have a map. That is what knowing, naming, and claiming your creative superpower does. The thing is, and I totally get it, it can be really hard to do this work of self-awareness alone, right? Especially because seeing our gifts is really difficult because we're so used to self-criticism, letting that inner critic come to the surface, denying our greatest strengths. I think we're really good at this. It's hard to see ourselves honestly. And that is why I always suggest having a soul friend, like the kind who knows you in your heart, or a coach or a mentor or a therapist to help you as you dig deep and figure out what your creative superpowers are, right? So for me, it's actually been a combination of all of them: friends, coaches, therapists, mentors. And now it is such an incredible honor to help my phenomenal clients do the same, to articulate, name, claim, and chart their course, because it's hard to do on your own. Next week, I'm going to share part two of the series with you, all about what you need to pack for the journey. We're continuing the trek theme, as you can tell. But until then, I want to encourage you to head to the show notes, download the guide, and then email and tag me on all the social networks as you unearth and name and claim those gifts. I really want to know what the process is looking like for you and celebrate with you, right? And if you need a little extra support, there are a couple more spots in A Braver Brand, my signature one-on-one coaching program. I don't talk about this often on the podcast, but I want you to know that like this process of unearthing, naming, claiming your gifts, it's a tender one, right? Like sometimes all of those stories that we have, they can hold us back from really claiming these things. And it's really hard to see with clear eyes how your gifts then go into your business, right? And so if you need a little extra support, if you want to know how to start from your starting point and what your end goal is, right? Like what's that constellation? I want to encourage you to go to katekmccarthy.com/services. I'll link it in the show notes, of course, to learn more and to schedule a free discovery call. I have some coming up. It would be the utmost honor to support you. All right. I will be back next week with part two of the series, but until then, I'll see you later. Thank you so much for listening to Amplify, a podcast for creative and courageous entrepreneurs. If you love this episode, subscribe to make sure you never miss an Amplified beat. You can find resources, show notes, and downloads, plus my exclusive resource library at katekmccarthy.com. I am all about connection, and this internet thing makes it so easy. Come find me over on Instagram at Kate K. McCarthy. Then reach out and say hi. I adore you already. Thank you so much to everyone who makes this podcast possible. Amplify is produced by me and my slam bang behind the scenes team. Catch you next time.